The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The Roman soldiers had nailed two men to their crosses. Ignoring their shrieks of pain, the soldiers sat down to rest. It was hard work to kill a man on a cross. One more man, and the hardest part of this hideous day's work would be done. One more. But this one was different. Some of the soldiers had noticed the way he'd taken the scourging without crying out like most men did. The soldiers who had been at the trials had noticed the way he didn't answer trumped-up charges, refusing to dignify such accusations with an answer. The times he did speak revealed his deep inner peace. He seemed to be drawing strength from a source they couldn't identify, but yet was very evident. However, the supreme test was about to occur. The soldiers get up, shift their armor into place, and start to form a circle around Jesus. But then they see something they've never seen in all their years of crucifying men. Jesus, of his own will, moves over to his cross and stretches himself out upon it. He then extends his hands and waits for the nails. They are shocked. Never have they seen anyone willingly accept a cross. This man is different. Jesus' actions seem to say, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down willingly." But why? Why would he embrace a cross? They didn't have time to ask questions. Besides, soldiers weren't trained to think, only to obey orders. And they had an order from the governor to execute this man. He must have done something worthy of death. They had a job to do. Oh, the tragedy of acting without thinking. This is how most governmental wrongs have been accomplished. A few political schemers instigated evil while others assumed they weren't qualified to question the action of these in such high realms of government. Now one of the soldiers picked up a spike. With the other hand, he grabbed a mallet. Then he bent over the outstretched arm of Jesus. Out of habit, he secured Jesus' arm by pressing his knee against it. But with this man, there was no pulling away as the nail was placed in his hand. The soldier raised the mallet, and with a mighty blow brought it down against the spike. The huge nail ripped through Jesus' hand, and the blood squirted out onto the crosspiece. His blood begins to run over the edge of the beam and form a puddle on the ground. Now the soldiers hold his other arm against the opposite side of the cross. Though Jesus' body is writhing in pain, he makes no effort to remove his other arm. Quickly, the spike is driven through the other hand. The muscles in Jesus' upper body are now beginning to spasm as the soldiers move quickly to his feet. In all this torture, amazingly, there are no shrieks of pain coming from Jesus' lips. Though he is feeling the pain the same way as the previous two men, there is the noticeable absence of the loud screams. He is suffering in silence. This, too, the soldiers have never before experienced. It created for them a disturbing feeling that this was all wrong. But trying to ignore this feeling, they continue their bloody work. Who actually nailed Jesus to the cross? In reality, it was you and me. Our sin nailed him there. The Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Have you surrendered to Christ as your master and deliverer? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order a copy of Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.